Welcome to the Grateful Shows podcast, exploring the world of Grateful Dead live shows through history, philosophy, fiction, and poetic meditations. I'm your guide, host, and author, J.Y. Pod, asking you to join me as we take a step back. It's set to at Recreation Hall, Penn State University, University Park, Pennsylvania. Tuesday, May 6th, 1980. A three-hour dance marathon. Once again, thank you so much for choosing to spend time with us here at the Grateful Shows podcast. It's set to at Penn State. Shall we go? Set two. Among cheers of China Cat, Casey Jones, and Grateful Dead, the floor has become an unmanageable mess. Bob steps in with the old take a step back as such. You all have to move back. Everybody up front, move back. Just a few inches would make a big difference up here so people up here can breathe. So at the count of three, everybody take a step back, okay? One, two, three, step back. One, two, three, take another step back and another step back and another step back. A tiny one. China Cat Sunflower. Our inner prankster erupts in a hearty laugh as the first notes of China Cat Sunflower obliterate any progress on the overcrowding front. Take a step back was just lip service to the fire marshals, promoters, and other authorities. They didn't really mean it, and we didn't accept it. A don't ask, don't tell situation. The crowd is uncontrollable chaos. People crash into each other like free radicals. Yet as the music takes its rightful place in the forefront of consciousness, the mass naturally condenses. The urge to dance outweighs the pressure of bodies pinning us against each other. Even the most loutish among us can read the room. And finally, the noose loosens. Natural order is restored. Jerry recognizes it. Hell, he caused it. With the crowd in check, they prepare us for the next phase of enlightenment. The band performs a musical checklist to confirm that everything is in order. Phil stops, looks, and listens before he cements the groove that guides us into the transition. The China Cat guy, who called for this back in the first set, is in ninth heaven, a full two incarnations ahead of the rest of us. Unbridled joy. This is exactly the way it must be. I know you, Rider. Goosebumps. The one and only response to the transition and entry into Rider. Cannot wait to ride across this musically painted expanse where freedom is not only encouraged, but mandatory. Hit that shit. Harmonies and harmony among the faithful. The desire to lay a selfish claim to something as trivial as personal space vanishes. In its place, the seed of solidarity takes root. It will journey for 3 months and cover thousands of miles to germinate at a small shipyard in Gdansk, Poland, where it will eventually grow into a movement that will not only transform a nation, but also reshape the entire world, dramatically changing global history in the process. This show is the movement, a reason, and an expression of the human will to push further. Bob says the sun is gonna shine someday. Nittany Lion faithful, you'll eventually win your national championship. Just wait a couple more years. First, some gratitude. You wanted a China Rider, and by God, you are getting a monster version. The northbound train runs unimpeded. It spits power. The room fills with smoke, projecting holographic images as fierce and powerful as Oz, an all-powerful manifestation of all that is good in the world. Karmic ash is burned and discarded. Throw it all into the fire so that future trains can run on its fumes. Oh man, the dead are bringing it tonight. Stuff so killer, they'll have to rename Happy Valley after this show. Killer Valley, Ecstatic Valley, the Valley of the Dead. Given our current mental state, it's best to allow the Board of Trustees to decide on this matter. We lived it. No need to name it. Naming rights and accolades are the archivist's job. Just give us a vial of the power we just experienced. We promise to drink only in the direst circumstances. An absolute corker of a song is greeted with voracious clapping and bloodlust cheers at the end of the line. Great, great, great. All that remains is a massive pile of tears magnifying the word happiness spelled out on the floor. It is done. After a selection like that, tuning is most welcome. Go ahead, take all the time you need. Frying minds want to know. First impressions hint at an estimated or a feel like a stranger. Either would be great. However, there is a slight lean toward the newer Stranger. It would be fun to get a little funky, a little crazy, a little sideways with it. Besides, who hasn't heard enough of Estimated? Feel Like a Stranger. The tune is trying to find a place in the repertoire, like the new kid wandering the cafeteria looking for a friendly seat. Neither the band nor the audience knows what to do with it yet. Is it reliable? Is it cool? Does it have a hot sister? Prudence, my dear. During this gentle phase, we need to give the band proper space for the song to develop. First set placement in Baltimore, second set placement tonight. The vibe of the second set works well, appropriately spooky. As Brent tells us, it's going to be a long, long, crazy night. It seems the band still has a trick or two up their sleeve. The dead are master illusionists. We are the distressed damsels sawed in half, audience members teleported from mirrored boxes to nearby cages, and random animals pulled out of hats. They write our pet's name on our forehead, and it appears on the drum kit. Whatever they want, we'll temporarily suspend belief and go along for the ride. Nobody dares divulge the secrets of their craft. Even if you understand the technical side of their magic, you definitely lack the expertise to perform such sorcery. As such, the show stealthily and smoothly transitions into a much-appreciated spacey jam that makes turning back impossible. The doors are permanently locked tight this time. No one gets in, nobody gets out. The asylum is full. Any departure or entry would disturb the current fragile balance of madness. The band explores escape options, but finds the main routes blocked and the song struggles to breathe. The jam fizzles, making a valiant final stand, flickering weakly in the breeze before dying for good, leaving behind a thin trail of smoke and fleeting memories to reflect on. He's gone. It's a clap fest, a love fest, cloaked in a shroud of air descended from a northbound train on cruise control. This goes beyond music. We now journey through time and space on an astral carpet woven with the histories of those who grooved before us. All aboard the timeless steam locomotive, circling our great country endlessly. Remember, not just the past 15 years, but also the era of robber barons, hobos, and outlaws, when manifest destiny-inspired ideals drove humans west until land met the Pacific's green waters. The work was born from the sweat of slaves, captives, deserters, prisoners, immigrants, and those down on their luck. In fact, this entire nation was built on the backs of victims and the oppressed, whose names, faces, and stories were either erased by history or hidden in obscure museums. He Is Gone gives them a voice. Feel their pain and be ashamed of your ancestors who, as humans, knew better, but as citizens of the state, chose to cling to expected roles. Say a prayer for the suffering so they may finally enter a pain-free kingdom. For the price of a single clap tonight, you can free a soul that helped build the very infrastructure you depend on today. What are you waiting for? Operators are currently standing by. Please put your hands together. There is no catch. There is no ulterior motive. Look into your family history. You might find an ancestor who sacrificed all and faced a new world, enduring slave-like conditions so future generations could thrive. So act now. It's time to give back to those who are never coming back. The band moves into a 3D prayer world. Their mantra rescues. Your claps and interactions bring immense rewards. Skeptics may argue that making some noise and clearing a small path in the brain accomplishes nothing, but we know better. The spell has worked. We feel lighter, ready to enter the realm of drums and space, an inevitability at this point in the show. But wait, there might be a pre-drums other one. Rumors of war emerge like whispers from a distant land. Initially doubtful, the entire crowd gradually prepares for the worst, frowning faces, bodies taut with concern, weapons sharpened. Thoughts of never seeing loved ones again cross the minds of those bracing for battle. Or it could just be a tease, a trick saved for later in the set. The other one. No, it is definitely not saved for later in the set. The other one must be performed, and it must be done now. Time to banish the lingering vibes of He's Gone once and for all. A massive dark cloud teeming with enraged souls denied the chance for a full release swirls above us. Be gone with ye. we hereby cast ye aside. Weak incantations do little to dispel this black mess. The band tries to conjure more magic, the only way they know. It has to be Phil. Phil's bass rumbles, cranks up, and explodes. The mess loosens, slightly. Spots of black rain begin to drip from the ceiling. It increases, mirroring the music's intensity. The patter of liquid is drowned out by the ferocity emanating from the stage, which darkens our clothes. This is serious business. Leap, cower in fear, and contort yourself, but above all, have faith. These guys are professionals who regularly handle such issues. It is the curse of the shaman. He who gazes into the void and pulls forth what should remain asleep must also bear the burden of properly sending it back. We're trapped between worlds, dyed inky black and forgotten. We are the absence of light, dark matter, whose fate hinges on triumph over this malevolent maelstrom. Hermetically sealed inside the vacuum, time and space cease to exist. There is only music and an immense will to survive. The band fights a terrific battle, but we know damn well that afterward, we will never be the same. We bear the scars, honoring the past and serving as a reminder to future generations. The Grateful Dead performing the other one is an incredible display of musical might. But as muscles contract to lift the heavy weight, they relax afterwards. So too with music. The music softens. The light returns, wiping away uncomfortable memories of what once was. The song ends. The battle is won. The air, once thick with violence and conflict, is infused with a sense of clarity, ripe for some primal drumming. Drums. So that's the Grateful Dead, huh? Yeah, that's the Grateful Dead. A minute of stunned silence. What song was that? The one they just did? Yeah, that long, crazy night one. That was long and crazy. Oh, man. Where to start? First, label it The Event, which kicked off with Stranger, aka Long Crazy Night. When they said it was going to go down like that, we believed them. But really, understanding a concept and actually experiencing it are two entirely different things. To get back to the question about the song's name, how do we answer that? We grab his shoulders and point him directly at the stage. It's better to watch the manic drummers do their thing. Wait here until you hear the next song, we say, hoping to avoid more questions. Dude, we're barely holding it together ourselves, certainly in no position to give advice or share any other dead-related tidbits. You had us at China Rider. It's time to regroup mentally and use this drum segment to somehow pick up the pieces of a shattered mind. Luckily, Mickey keeps the shenanigans to a minimum. A powerful pounding is needed to build a strong body. As they shift to more electronic, African, and funky sounds, our energy levels return to normal. It's up to space and the latter part of the set to formally bind this show into our consciousness. You know, musicians shouldn't be allowed to do this stuff on campus. Some students blew off studying for finals for this. A $10 ticket could potentially cost someone their entire semester or more. And that's not cheap. Space. We make it through drums unscathed. The ego remains intact. The following musical form without a voice is space. There's a slight chance Bobby awaits with another trick or two. If so, we are out. But he's not a sadist. The groove holds, the drummers keep playing, and all is well in State College. Tragedy is narrowly averted. By employing a strict Tibetan concentration method, we've mastered the art of focusing on the Grateful Dead groove. We've never actually met Tibetans. We just picked up the technique last year at the Stanley Theater. So far, it's working. This is as easy as a walk downtown. There are no hoodlums standing on street corners giving us the eye. It's a simple evening stroll. Space concludes with minimal stress. The other one must have messed up the time slots and broken the weirdness levels in the process. We cautiously make our way out of the instrumental segment. Oh, but which way are we heading? It sounds like it is. Wharf Rat. Wharf Rat would be the song if Confession came with a soundtrack. We heard they were in negotiations, but a disagreement over papal royalty fees led to a last-minute breakdown. One day, it'll happen. You gotta have faith. With Wharf Rat come stories of the marginalized, the downtrodden, and those we readily sympathize with. which means this song, fortunately, isn't just another trauma-inducing freakout. The band offers its followers a safe space as the show winds into the final turn. There is mystery and wonder inside Wharf Rat, as well as despair and salvation if you choose to see it. There are curse words and curses at life. There are moments of bliss and deep introspection, both valid ways to confront our bad habits and flaws. We will befriend them and call them by name. And once we get to know them, we will learn how to remove them from our personalities permanently. With a renewed self, we will leave this place and spread the message of enlightenment. That's the goal, at least. The dead are doing their part. This wharf rat is majestic, joyful, sad, and righteous all at once. It is several grains of rice wrapped in a fresh leaf and tied together with clover stems. Accept the gift of music, embrace it, and hold it close. It may have flaws, but only noticeable to the most critical picker of nits. Ride the tide, balancing the delicate tightrope between homelessness and true freedom. And curse any relationship that tries to keep us down in any aspect of our lives. We wish we could write a personal note of gratitude to each band member for this performance, but all we can offer is a brief, throaty cheer. Such is the life of a follower. The music builds and builds toward the inevitable locked door song. Around and around. Oh, we knew the doors was locked, and the whole place was packed. This was discussed earlier in the set. With psychedelic engines deactivated, simple rock and roll beats signal it's time to switch to party mode. And even simple music can bring endless joy when performed by the right people. Exhibits A and A. Short song, so here's hoping for a double Bobby burning ending. Our mental health has taken a toll tonight, so we welcome any opportunity to burn it all away. Around and around, with its stuttering and theatrics, hits the funny bone while we shake our bones. It's an exercise that works out all three phases, mind, body, and spirit. We froth like gluttons at a feast and won't feel satisfied until it comes to a crashing finale. Even then, there's no doubt. We want more. Johnny B. Good. A double chuck eruption. This is the cherry on the hot fudge sundae. Nothing left to do but dance, dance, dance. If you have any more sweat to give, please give some more. Donations, charities, and slogan emblazoned t-shirts aside, this is the real dance marathon. An incredible frenzy of bodies sloshing and splashing, spilling into newly formed cracks created by tonight's energy. It's amazing how one band can cycle through so many incarnations in a single night. This is straightforward rock and roll. Brent takes a solo and we're delirious. Then Jerry takes the baton and completely sprints to the front of the pack. Then, of course, it wouldn't be a rock and roll extravaganza without Bob Weir. No musical adjectives can do it justice. It's just top flight stuff they never teach you in school. In terms of education, we've learned more about music history in the last 3 hours than we could in 4 years of music theory. And this is simply the fundamentals of rock and roll 101. By encore's time, we will have earned a master's degree in music appreciation. Go, 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 go. End of set. Bob gives us a quick thank you. Encore. Broke down palace. Something sweet this way comes. It would have been impossible to release the crowd into the public domain after those two scorchers, so we gratefully receive this much-needed lullaby. Let the Grateful Dead rock us to sleep, those crusty old hippies from a time and place in America heretofore alien to this part of Pennsylvania. For those of us who were there, we can confidently tell the tale of a night when the valley and its surroundings were blanketed in a hippie ethos and a warm glow of music and love not seen in these parts since last year. Unfortunately, this is the Dead's final PSU appearance in this incarnation. The magical gap in the forested mountains will close once again, sealing inside the mystical experience offered to those fortunate enough to witness tonight's musical journey. Savor the sweet notes from Jerry's guitar like nectar. Its song tastes of happiness and good deeds, and it will be a real shame when its voice is someday silenced. Bravo! Bob says goodnight. Jerry says, see you all later. End of show. Thank you so much for choosing to spend time with us here at the Grateful Shows podcast. See you next shows on Grateful Shows. this reading of Grateful Shows has given you something to sit with, I'd be glad to have you along for the rest of the ride. You can listen on whatever platform suits you best. The link is in the show notes. And if you'd like to go deeper, the written work behind these readings will be available as a complete tour book upon finishing the tour. Again, the link is below. A short note on Podchaser would mean a great deal at this early stage of the show's life. And if you'd like to receive occasional communication about the writing and what's coming next, the newsletter sign-up is in the show notes too. Thank you so much for listening.